The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL in South Florida. Karen Curtis here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. And we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. Also, you can give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. It's toll-free, 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email Eric your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and click on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars. I just did so many over the last 2 weeks. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, violence in our condos and HOAs and what could be done about it. Believe me, don't let it go unanswered. Do something about it before it gets out of control. But before we start, I just want to say thank you to all of the folks that showed up at the Bradenton Convention Center, the Orlando Convention Center, and the Tampa Convention Center over the last 2 weeks for our Condo Craze Board Certification course. Karen, we had a great turnout at every single one of these events, and everybody really seemed to enjoy the seminar and couldn't say enough good things about the show as well. It really was such a pleasure meeting everybody. Really enjoyed it.
Well, I have to say, first of all, you know, your blog topic, violence in our condos, one of your calls here is about that. That's ironic.
It's coming up, really.
Coming up. And also, you know, what would all of these people do without your course? Because it's so confusing and there's so much going on and the affidavit just isn't going to cover it and reading the docs. I mean, this year there is so much to learn with all the new laws. I mean, if ever there was a year that it's important to take this class, it's this year.
Yeah, I absolutely tell that to everybody that showed up. Really, if there ever was a year to take the class, this is the one. You know, as a result of the new condo crime bill alone, and some of the craziness, you know, some of it was good and some of it was just absolutely absurd. And for that reason alone, they should take the course.
Right.
But you know what the biggest complaint was from everybody? We give everybody forms to fill out saying, hey, what do you think? You know, evaluation forms. Biggest complaint, the course was not long enough.
Oh, wow.
Now think about that. I had these people there from 8:30 in the morning. So that means, you know, most of them woke up like 6:30 in the morning to get to a class that starts, let's say, at 8:30. And I had them there 3 hours to 11:30 with no breaks whatsoever. And what was their complaint? That it wasn't long enough. I mean, believe it or not, that is flattering.
Totally flattering, yeah. But information is power, and these people are starving for it, and you have
it. Exactly. And I got to tell you, those comments were very much appreciated. Believe me, I had as much fun meeting and teaching everybody as hopefully they did taking the class. But if any of our attendees are actually tuned in this morning, let us know what you thought about the class. I'd love to hear from you. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. How about we take our first call? Fran from Del Rey. How are you, Fran?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We have a problem with a mentally challenged adult living in our building. And this person lately is kind of on a rampage. And they're vandalizing common areas, stealing mail, setting off fire alarms, propping open doors, defecating in the bushes.
Okay.
We just want to know, what can we do about this?
You should do something immediately. Not only, quite frankly, to help, you know, the members of your community, which you have an obligation to, but believe me when I tell you, you'd be doing that person a favor as well. If they need, you know, mental help, then you should get them mental help. So, for example, we just had a case.
One incident documented on film. So we do have something.
Okay. You can absolutely file a lawsuit and a request that the court appoint a guardian to oversee her. You can do Baker Act petitions. And we've done this.
She lives with her parents.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Yeah, I get it. Okay. And, you could the bottom line is nothing is going to happen unless this gets in front of a judge. Maybe, and again, you know, a lot of families out there deal with mental health issues, and maybe just the parents don't know what to do. You know, maybe they're stuck, and maybe their child isn't listening to them. Sure. So sometimes, and I think I said this a couple of weeks ago on the show, Karen, I had a case one time very much like this involving a condominium in Miami Beach. And I got the unit owners together, and we went up to the probate division in Miami, and many of them swore out an affidavit and a request for what's called a Baker Act petition, where the person actually gets taken against their will, and they're evaluated for 72 hours to find out if they're a danger to themselves and others and what we do next. Same type of things, person destroying property, etc. And I was waiting to hear, and the person gets picked up by the police and evaluated, you know, against their will. And if further care is warranted, then they're still held until the care is given. And to make a long story short, I was always concerned, wow, am I going to hear from this person's family one day? Are they going to threaten to sue me? You know, all of this stuff. They're going to threaten to sue the condominium.
That's what they're worried about,
of course. Well, you know what happened? The reverse happened. Mm. Sure enough, the phone rang one day, and there was the call from the family, and I remember being nervous about picking it up. Like, here we go. You know, the threats are going to start coming. And you know what happened? To my surprise, quite frankly, the call was just the opposite. Mm. It was, Mr. Glazer, you know what? Thank you so much. Because we couldn't make him voluntarily see a doctor. And the only way this was going to happen was if it was forced upon him. So thank you for actually helping out the family. So,
Well, we don't know if they're seeing a doctor, but we know this is long-term.
Well, what I know is you can't let it go past where it's going. I mean, if you have
that's
a
fiduciary duty.
Exactly,
as a board,
of course.
Right?
You owe that to the unit owners. Absolutely. So before somebody potentially gets hurt, you now know about the situation, right? You have knowledge about it. And if you ignore it and some innocent person gets hurt over there, that's going to be on you. That's going to be a bigger potential problem. Okay,
well,
so if we can help you, give us a call in the office. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, friend. Wish you luck. All right, how about line two, West Palm Beach? Who do we got?
Hey there.
Hello?
Jack.
Jack? Yes, thank you.
How are you, Jack?
Good morning. My question is about fiduciary responsibilities. When you have board members who have breached their fiduciary responsibilities, or several cases of them breaching their fiduciary responsibility, does the BPR have the ability to remove those board members?
No, they do not. The DBPR doesn't remove anybody. Very few instances where directors can be removed by law. One is through the recall process. It's basically automatic now. We'll talk about that. If they fall behind on their dues, if they get caught stealing the association's funds. Other than that, no, there is no power to remove, except actually one more new provision under the new law. The board members themselves can remove another board member now if they fail to disclose a conflict of interest.
Mm.
Other than that, no, no way to remove.
Okay, then what recourse do owners have when there is a breach of fiduciary responsibility?
Well,
other
you can,
than recall, which is not always effective.
Well, let me tell you, you know, it's funny. This is on the radar for today if we wound up getting to it. Recall is actually very effective. You know why? Because the way the statute was redrafted this year, you get a majority of ballots filed against the person on the board. Let's say you have 100 units, and you get 51. And believe it or not, the way it is drafted now, the recall is automatic. The person has no defense whatsoever. So I respectfully disagree with you. The recall now has become incredibly effective, because there is no way basically to challenge it anymore from the association except by the actual person who's getting recalled basically filing their own arbitration. And good luck, because they're not going to do that, because they're going to have to pay with that out of their own pocket.
Right.
So, yeah, recall is now extremely effective.
Other than recall, there really is no action that unit owners can take against the board members.
Board members are sued for breach of fiduciary duty all the time in a court of law if the plaintiffs are actually seeking damages, monetary damages. Those types of lawsuits are actually pretty common.
But that usually requires somebody to kick up like about $30,000, because the insurance company is going to be fighting the lawsuit against them. And it's very expensive for the average unit owner.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely. In order to file a lawsuit, you're right, it's expensive. And that's just the way it is. And, yes, the association gets represented for free. And the unit owner has to come out of pocket if they want to file that type of a lawsuit. That's why oftentimes we tell everybody, if that's what you want to do, you get a bunch of people to chip in with you so that the costs are shared. Okay? Thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate it. We got to do this. We got to take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. He specializes in community association law. Give him a call right now, toll free, for free information about anything happening in your condo or HOA. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members, your company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
How are you, Joe from Boynton Beach? I see you're on the line.
Good morning, Eric. I'm staff. I have a simple question about HOAs. can an HOA board fine and suspend for the same violation?
Oh, how are you, Joe? Can an HOA board fine and suspend? Well, first you'd have to fine, right? Then if the fine remains unpaid, then yes, after, I believe, 30 days now, and the fine has to be at least $1,000 now, brand new law. So I've got to check if it applies to HOAs, though. I'm going to go back and check the statute during the break. But yes, only after the fine remains unpaid do I believe that they can actually do the suspension from the board.
Can it suspend rather than fine?
No, I don't believe you can actually suspend and remove somebody from the board. No, that can't be
not
done.
Not the board. I'm talking about a resident violation.
Oh,
of
I see. Okay. Yes. Okay. The statute also allows for suspension of use, for example, of the common areas, suspension of voting rights. Yes, that can be done. Absolutely.
Can they fine and suspend for the same violation?
Yep. Yeah. There's nothing in the statute that I believe would prohibit dual punishment. If
well,
that's
some
what you're
people
asking.
Read the word "or," but yeah, well, interpret it differently.
Yeah, well, let me take a look at the statute during the break and tell you what I think.
Oh yeah,
how about that?
Okay.
But, yeah,
the main question is,
there's certainly different remedies.
We would have a violation, and we want to know if we can suspend and fine.
Gotcha. Okay, let's take a look at the statute, and we'll get back to you on it, Joe. Okay.
I'm listening all day. Thank
you. Okay, you got it. Be well.
Suspend or fine. From time to time.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it ain't easy, let me tell you. All right, yeah. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Well, last show we spoke about condo crime, but not about crime by directors or managers that the condo crime bill focused on. We were talking about the crime of taking $4 mm-hmm. from every owner in this state. Mm-hmm. And, Karen, I got to tell you, when you teach this at the seminar, people that live in condos really don't believe that this is happening to them, that their $4 gets taken from them,
yeah.
and the money doesn't go back to them, even though the law requires that it gets spent on them.
Oh,
but
really?
The money, yeah. The
There's
law
a law
requires
that requires it.
Yeah, the $4 that gets taken has to go back to them. It's for exactly for the to be spent on them, but instead it's not used and it gets swept into the general fund.
So
it's,
how long has that been happening?
Absolutely stealing. Many, many years now. I mean, it's been on the radar probably for about 10 years, and you don't see the legislature doing a damn thing about it. It's really horrible.
Because no one's talking about it. It's a view, you know. I mean, and like we said, Senator Rene Garcia, you had him on the show, and that he would like to put an end to that practice.
Yeah, rest assured, we're going to ask Senator Garcia about it when the legislature gets back in session, and hopefully we're going to hold him to what he said here on this show. And then last week we spoke about developer crimes, like using the owner's monies to fix things, even when the condo is still under a developer warranty.
Oh, boy. The developer's supposed to pay for it.
Exactly, of course. But the developer instead takes the unit owner's money, right? Mm. And then they have the ability to basically skip out of town, leaving no money for the owners to go after. Oh. If there's construction defects, now what do? Right?
Oh, my gosh. So,
I mean, isn't that stealing?
Yeah. And as we've always said here, the Florida legislature basically lets developers get away with murder since the beginning of time. What, because they kick so much money toward them?
Well, you said it, right? Absolutely. No two ways about it. Lots of donations from developers throughout the state. That's why a couple of years ago, the Florida 5th District Court of Appeals says, you know, the condo owners get tremendous warranties when a condominium is built. And the HOA statute really was silent. Never said whether or not developers give HOA owners a warranty. Finally, the 5th District Court of Appeal on the West Coast says, you know what? If the legislature isn't going to address it, we are. And the legislature says, okay, we're going to hold that developers give HOAs warranties as well for things like the electric in the community, the plumbing, the offsite improvements. Literally, like a few days after the 5th District Court of Appeals came down with that decision, the Florida legislature convenes and says, we don't care what the court says. We're just going to make a law that says there is no warranties in an HOA because it would be add instability in Florida's fragile real estate market. You would think that not having warranties for HOAs would create instability in the market, but no, not according to this legislature, who no matter what, just whatever developers can do, no wrong. And at least for the time being, I don't see that changing anytime in the future, that's for sure. And then last week we also spoke about a third DCA ruling that says a trial judge was correct when she refused to recuse herself from a case just because she was friends with one of the attorneys on Facebook. Interesting case.
Yeah, and like we said, and like the third DCA said, just because you're friends with somebody on Facebook doesn't mean that you're really their friend.
Right. Some people have hundreds and hundreds of friends, right, on Facebook.
Yeah, I have no idea who they are. But
right, but they haven't spoken to them, you know, in 45 years. So
I
are they
go,
really your friend?
Go back quickly to the HOA thing, because they don't have the DBPR. They don't pay the $4 per household, and so they don't have that help. But is the condos and the people that pay the $4, and then there's the law that says that they should get that money back somehow.
Yes.
Is there any way to amend that law that makes some of that money go toward generators in 55 and over communities?
If the Florida legislature would go for it, absolutely. You know, do something with it. Right now, the bottom line is it should and is required to be spent on them.
And they need
it. On the people that actually pay the $4.
Right.
How is it not an illegal tax if only condominium owners are required to pay this money?
Right.
And the money is spent on people other than them? How is that not an illegal tax?
Right. And so the HOA is the reason why the lawmakers don't have them pay it and have them covered by the DBPR, because it is a tax and they don't want to vote for a tax.
Right. Exactly. And that's how it's been phrased to me, right? We don't want DBPR control over HOAs because, yes, that $4, is it a tax? And you know, Republican administration doesn't want to be accused of adding taxes.
Yeah.
You know, believe it or not, by the way, the DBPR just now opened up, I think it was last week, an office in Doral. First time in the history of the state of Florida that there's a now office in Miami. And again, all this is being as a result of that Miami-Dade grand jury report. And again, when I teach the seminar, it's unfortunate. A lot of people out there still don't know about that crazy grand jury report that came out of Miami a couple of months ago that basically said, you know, condo crime is rampant, directors are out of control, they're stealing everywhere. You know, again, I don't believe that to be true. I really don't. But, again, in front of a grand jury, the joke always is you can indict a ham sandwich.
Well, so
right?
Who did they indict?
Well, it was a fact-finding grand jury.
Oh, okay.
So the fact that this grand jury found two things. A, crime is rampant.
Okay.
And B, the DBPR is basically useless when it comes to doing anything about it.
Oh, God.
Why? Because let's say, for example, the DBPR is asked to investigate a case of election fraud, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there's election fraud in this particular condominium. Well, during their investigation, let's say they find out that not only is there election fraud going on, but there's $2 million missing from the kitty, right? There's testimony that in front of that grand jury that basically said, well, we can't do anything about that, even if we find that there's millions of dollars missing. What do you mean you can't do anything about it? Well, we weren't asked to investigate the missing millions. We were only asked to investigate election fraud, period. So the grand jury themselves couldn't believe that. Wait a minute. You're the agency charged with overseeing condos, and you're telling me, you're testifying in front of this grand jury, that if you found evidence of millions of dollars missing from the from a condominium, you would ignore it because that's not what you were asked to investigate. And that's why the report from the grand jury came back absolutely scathing, basically calling the DBPR a useless do-nothing division.
So if they're supposed to police the condos and they're not, why not have every condo have to have an attorney, and that attorney gets the $4?
Well, most of them, I'm in favor of the attorney getting the $4.
Right.
Absolutely. All in favor, say aye.
How many condos have attorneys?
I would say most.
Most,
do.
Okay.
Most, yeah. Most do. Certainly ones that are, let's say, 50 units and more generally have. But what's going on, again, absolutely insane. And I can tell you that grand jury report, if anything, hurt the prospect of HOAs ever coming under the control.
Because it's toothless.
Right. Because, again, why? Because it's basically a waste of the taxpayers' time, effort, energy, and the division oftentimes leaves unit owners feeling, let's just say, ignored, frustrated, and upset at the entire system. So, yeah, big deal. Another office was opened up in Miami. Just another place, you know, a lot of people think for people to complain to. Couple of jobs were given out, but in the end, not a thing is going to be done to actually help the unit owners. And I'm sure if we opened up the lines and said, okay, everybody call in whoever filed a complaint with the DBPR and was just left frustrated, let us know how you think about it. Believe me, the calls wouldn't stop.
Who's working for the DBPR? Who are these people?
bureaucrats, you know, appointees, you know, and again, it's a division. Sometimes they'll surprise you and they'll come back and they'll actually help. But oftentimes unit owners are felt frustrated, period. And that's why I don't think the legislature is going to do much about expanding it. Just the opposite, quite frankly. But let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are you making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. Or visit the website cdri.net.
Back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer. He specializes in community association law, has offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. He would love to get the phone lines going, 877-850-8585. If you have any horror stories about the DBPR or anything happening in your community, 877-850-8585, or questions that he might be able to answer for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. So give
him
a call.
Let's start with some good news, right? As we know, we're in the middle of the election season, starting to send out lots of notices, first notices and second notices for my office. And for both condos and HOAs, remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board. One way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification class. We've now certified over 12,000 Floridians, and our class was also approved by the DBPR to provide two 2017 legal update credits and one human resource credit for all community association managers that attend. That's why we love getting managers, and so many of them take our class as well.
Yes, they do, and the schedule is out. Eric is going to be all over the map.
Yes, we just got through with about four in the last 2 weeks or so. But October 24th, again, this week, this Tuesday, Palm Beach Convention Center at the LNL Condo and HOA Expo, 8:30 a.m.
Oh, boy, this reminds me I'm getting older. January 18th, my birthday, Palm Beach Embassy Suites Hotel, and we might do the show live from there as well.
Right, then that could be a lot of fun on that day. February 15th, 5 o'clock at Hollywood, Florida, Dave and Buster's. That should be a great
turnout. I love that venue.
Yeah, we'll have a great time.
Reserve early at condocrazeandhoas.com. And Eric teaches so many different topics at the seminar, including the importance of the from time to time language, official records, different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support animals. That's a biggie.
Yeah,
collections,
a biggie.
Manager responsibilities, you know, the proxy ballots and the absentee ballots. You've got these elections coming up. You need to know. You roll over if you don't have anyone run against you. All of the news that were passed out this year and a lot more, all the new laws. Rather, food is served. It's free. It's delicious. And everybody walks out with a nice frameable certificate, certainly a little bit wiser. And it's all free.
Yeah, no two ways about it. Right. And to register again, just go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. And we really look forward to seeing everybody at all of our seminars. And today, let's move on to another new case of importance to condos and HOAs. And that was decided by the 4th District Court of Appeal, and the 4th District Court of Appeal hears cases involving Broward County and Palm Beach County. And that case was recently decided August 23rd, and it has to do with a golf course. Now, Karen loves golf, but me, you know, not so much.
What do you have against golf?
Well, I don't know. Golf is too damn quiet, you know. It's not a sporting event to me if you can't go to it and, like, curse at the players. You know, you do that in golf, you get arrested. But in any event, you know, there's no question about it. Lots of people agree with me on that issue. And as you can see, the sport of golf, whether you like it or not, Karen, actually, statistics show it's a dying game. And it's lost lots of popularity. And in this new case called Victorville West Limited Partnership versus the Inverary Association, again, for those playing at home, it's called Victorville West Limited Partnership versus the Inverary Association. Here we have a situation where a company by the name of Victorville purchased a golf course property in 2006, right? So a developer buys this golf course property. And the golf course was burdened with a restrictive covenant on it and required the owner of the golf course property to keep it basically as a golf course property and to be used solely for sports. Didn't actually say, just golf. But it basically had to be used for sports.
A really big volleyball.
Exactly. And you'll see, we'll go over the covenant. But the covenant was actually in favor of a neighboring HOA, right? So the neighboring HOA had the benefit of this covenant, requiring their beautiful view to basically stay in effect of a golf course. The buyer of the golf course now, fast forward about 10 years later, says he wants that restrictive covenant canceled. He doesn't want to keep it as a golf course anymore. Why? Because it's no longer profitable to maintain that property as a golf course. But the community association says, sorry, buddy, you're stuck with that restrictive covenant. We don't care if you're making money or not. We want it to stay as a golf course. So the question is, you know, what does the court do?
Well, you know, and I can see that at trial, though, some of the unit owners testified that they like the golf course because it provided a tranquil view, prevented overcrowding, and preserved the nature of the community. Well, why not make it a park?
Yeah, well, the question is, can that be done? So the developer argues, though, that the original intent of that covenant has now been thwarted, right, because there's been a clear change in circumstances. And now, if you're going to stick me with this covenant, even though I can't make money using this as a golf course any longer, you're now creating what's called an unlawful restraint on alienation. It's not fair to me. I'm entitled to make money doing this, and you can't burden me any longer.
So what did the appeals court say, and how do you change a covenant?
Yeah, exactly. Very, very difficult. Well, the appeals court, again, it's the 4th DCA here in Broward County, they held for, drumroll please, the Inverary HOA residents, right? And the court specifically stated that this covenant, as long as it provides them, right, it provides these HOA owners with all of the benefits they testified to. Just like you said, Karen, they said they get a beautiful, tranquil view, it prevents overcrowding, it preserves the nature of the community. as long as they still get those benefits. One of the parties can get benefits under the covenant. Even if the golf course is failing financially, that covenant still has to stay in place. It has to be enforced. Why? Because it still remains a substantial value to the surrounding residences, period. Someone is still getting a benefit from it. And, by the way, this is pretty interesting, the court made it clear nothing in the agreement, nothing in that covenant specifically anticipates that the golf course is going to be profitable.
Oh.
Where does it say that you're guaranteed to be profitable? Where does it say if you stop making money, it can't be a golf course anymore? You know, the court was very, very, you know, tuned into what the actual covenant said, and perhaps more importantly, what the covenant didn't say.
So they need to get Tiger Woods to go play on their golf course,
right.
First
yeah,
of all.
Exactly.
And so Chaka went up for the homeowners. But you know what? They bought a home and a golf course, and that's part of their property value.
Right. No two
and
ways
what they
about
paid
it.
For when they bought the home.
Right.
So
exactly.
You can't erase that.
Right. Now, this is a little different. This is a little different case where sometimes people buy a piece of a condo unit, and they look out their window, and it's a beautiful view. And this is not the case where that type of view can still be taken away from you. This is not a case solely about views. It's a big difference. And we've spoken about the case of, like, the Fontainebleau versus the Eden Rock. Nobody is entitled to have a beautiful view
right.
forever. If there's nothing, here's the difference, though. In this particular case, there was a covenant requiring it to remain as a golf course in favor of that HOA. That's not the same. I want to make it very clear. That's not the same as buying a condo. All of a sudden, you have an ocean view.
Mm-hmm.
There's a piece of undeveloped property to your, you know, to towards the ocean. And if something gets built there, it blocks your view. Oftentimes, it gets built, it blocks your view. Sorry, you have no cause of action. Why? Because there wasn't in your case a protective covenant in favor of your community association. Here, there was. Okay, here
and
there was.
The covenant is in their docs?
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's in their docs. It protected them. So, again, this is a big win for the owners. And here's a perfect example, Karen, perfect example of how the courts are sometimes required to protect the rights of owners. You know, as we know, and we said it here earlier on the show, the Florida legislature bends over backwards all the time, routinely, to help developers.
This time, however,
the court helped the little guy.
So the little guy, 75% of them would have to vote to change that covenant. And they're not going to because they want the golf course.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what is the developer supposed to do now with the property that must be used for sports? I mean, what if he just stops taking care of it and it gets run down? Does he have to?
He can certainly threaten that. And actually, we may have a few choices. Here's what the covenant actually says, okay? The golf course shall henceforth be used only for recreational purposes, including all sports as defined herein, and for the facilities and amenities appurtenant thereto, such as clubhouses and recreational maintenance, storage facilities, equipment, and the term sports shall be deemed to include golf, tennis, horseback riding, right, swimming, and other recreational activities may be appropriate in keeping with the overall development. So, you know, here the developer can actually say, wait a minute, okay, you guys want to play? No, it doesn't look like the covenant requires me to maintain it as a grass area. You know, maybe I'll threaten to blacktop it and turn it all into basketball courts.
Oh, my gosh, bouncing balls.
Right, that's recreation. Or maybe I'll threaten to remove all the grass and turn it just into dirt for horseback riding. The covenant specifically says horseback riding is fine. That's allowed under the covenant. But, you know, maybe by just threatening that, that's going to get the owners to sit down and talk, right? He can make the owners a cash settlement in exchange for a release from the covenant. Or, you know what, simply sell the property and get out of a bad deal that developers that sometimes, you know, sometimes make. You know, there's lots of cases out there, and it applies not just in real estate, but in all areas of the law that says, you know what, it's not the job of a court to relieve somebody of a bad deal they made. There's lots of cases out there where one party sues the other saying, you're ripping me off. You know, you charged me too much
money. You agreed to it.
Yeah, and there's all the cases basically say, sorry, you're getting ripped off. You signed the contract. It's not the job of a court to get somebody out of a bad deal. So let's see what happens. It's an interesting case. But I got to tell you, Karen, as the popularity of golf continues to decline, especially in Florida, Floridians are going to be dealing with this type of issue more and more. But now, you know, developers may not have the right to just say, hey, I'm closing off the golf course and taking away your view.
How many HOAs do you think are built on golf courses?
Oh, there's a lot. There's probably a couple of hundred throughout Florida, I have to guess. And that's why Jan Bergman sometimes now calls these properties not golf courses, but golf curses. So, yeah, and lots of litigation over these. But let's do this. Let's take a break. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs. So if you want to ask Eric a question, Now is the time to call 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Yeah, let's just quickly answer Joe from Boynton Beach. He had a question before about whether or not boards in an HOA can both suspend and fine, and that statute is 720.305. And the way I read that statute, Joe, you have one section that says the association can levy reasonable fines for a violation. You have another section which says the association can suspend for a reasonable time the right of a member to use common areas. So they're independent of each other. And I say, looking at that statute, both can be done, period, if a unit owner violates the declaration of condominium. Okay, new topic. When that condo crime bill, 1237, was being debated, I wrote a blog in March that warned about that bill as follows. And this is what I wrote back then. I'm almost embarrassed to write the next provision. Recalls would now be automatic. If the board receives a stack of recall ballots that equals more than 50% of the units, the people on the board are recalled, regardless of whether or not all the ballots are fake, fraudulent, or even signed by non-owners. And it would now be up to the recalled person to file their own arbitration case. And I urge the members of the Florida legislature to fix this before it was too late. And guess what? It didn't happen. I was arguing right until that bill went to the floor for a vote. I was told, no, Eric, you're wrong. And at the last second, I was told, uh-oh, you're right. And unfortunately,
oh boy,
yeah, I got the emails to prove it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and guess what? It wasn't fixed. And the results are disastrous.
Oh, my gosh, and yeah. You were right, and it yeah. was too late.
Yeah, it is too late. And on September 1st, right, Chief Arbitrator James Earle, in a case called Sunbrook Condominium Association versus Unit Owners Voting for Recall. Again, Sunbrook Condominium Association versus Unit Owners Voting for Recall. That arbitrator, the chief arbitrator in the state at the time, agreed with me, entered an order that says, guess what? The arbitration division no longer has jurisdiction to hear recall cases filed by a board who seeks to challenge that recall. Just understand, everybody, how it used to work. There was due process. If someone was tried to be removed from the board, let's say in a 100-unit community, if they were served with 51 ballots, the board would have the opportunity to look at them, review them, make sure they weren't fraudulent, make sure they weren't signed by renters. They would make sure that people who actually lived in the community were signing them. They would make sure that they were signed by not by tenants but by owners or by people who were actually on the voting certificate. There was due process, and if it was found that there wasn't a majority of valid ballots, then the board would file a case in front of an arbitrator, and the arbitrator would provide the parties with due process. And especially in a year when you wanted to fight condo crime, mm-hmm. you would think a process like that should stay in effect. But instead, what did they do? They made the recall provisions automatic. So now if you get served with simply the correct number of recall ballots, they could be all fake, all fraudulent, and it's the arbitration division no longer has jurisdiction to hear these cases. There is no longer any due process for any member serving on the board, and that should absolutely infuriate you, and I mean infuriate you as a board member. So what does the chief arbitrator hold? Instead of these recall cases now being determined quickly in arbitration, as originally required by that statute, sorry, recall cases now have to go to court.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, where justice, as we know, Karen, is anything but swift, right?
Exactly.
So instead of a forum where you have, like, no discovery, like in arbitration, things are supposed to be very rapid, we now have to go to court where you can have mountains of interrogatories, requests for production can be served against your adversary, you can sit parties down for deposition after deposition after deposition, and instead of a cheap, inexpensive way to resolve recall cases, we can now spend tens of thousands of dollars on each case in a court of law. Right? You know who this has been a great win for?
You!
For the lawyers. Right, that's about it. A disaster for members serving on a board.
So you're saying if every recall ballot is fraudulent, which I think is illegal, right?
Right, and you can be prosecuted criminally,
for the ballot.
Right? Right, right, right.
But this the board can't challenge it in arbitration.
Right, they can go to the
what?
Police department and complain about it, but this is how absurd it is. Think about what you just said, Karen.
Yeah.
Yes, they're served with fraudulent recall ballots.
Right.
They're stuck with them. they can go to the police and say these are fraudulent. In a couple of years, the police will figure out whether or not it's, you know, it's they're fraudulent. But in the meantime, that person who's at the top of the of that ballot, they're recalled no matter what, and they get no due process. So even if the recall is obviously defective, even if every single vote is fraudulent, even if the procedure is done wrongfully in violation of law, guess what? It's automatic. You're off the board, period.
You just had the question earlier about how to get somebody off the board.
Exactly. You know.
You didn't tell him that because you probably, say anything.
You don't want to encourage people to do this. But,
it's insane.
You know, but the bottom line is you want to get somebody off the board?
Just do this.
Just do this. Serve them with a majority number of ballots. The board can't do a damn thing about it. And now you get that person off the board or those people off the board or the whole damn board removed in one shot.
So you don't even have to wait for the election time? You can recall anytime?
Exactly. That's the purpose of the recall statute,
to remove somebody
before the next election.
I mean, how did this happen?
Yeah, it's bizarre, but it was only broken in one way, but it actually took some real guts to fix it. And the recall statute, it actually worked well. You know, if something isn't broken, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. But the only thing bad about it is that the boards and their counsel oftentimes came up with frivolous defenses to certifying a recall, and boards would get served with legitimate recall ballots, but the association and their counsel, they would raise, you know, BS defenses, quite frankly, like, hey, that's not really the unit owner's signature on the ballot. The unit owner who signed it was duped into signing it. The person who signed it wasn't the person authorized to sign on the voting certificate, even though they never used voting certificates before. So there were a lot of these defenses that are always and repeatedly struck down by arbitrators year after year, case after case. But, you know, that didn't stop boards and their counsel from filing these frivolous defenses year after year after year for failing to certify the recall. And as a result, the process dragged on and on and on with not only no punishment to the association, there was no punishment to the board members, there was no punishment to counsel for the association, even though these delays were deliberate, no two ways about it.
So they have to certify it even though they know it's fraudulent?
Exactly. They have. That's how bizarre.
What?
You said it better than I could ever have said it. Think of what you just said.
Yeah.
They have to certify this recall. Right. They're required to certify it. It's automatic. Even though it's obvious, you know, it's funny. I gave the seminar in Orlando the other day. So as an example, I said to everybody, let's say we're in Orlando, right? So let's make it really relevant. A board in Orlando gets served with, you know, in a 100-unit community, 51 ballots. Ballot one is signed by Cinderella. Ballot two is signed by Mickey Mouse. Ballot three is signed by Pluto. Guess what? You get to 51.
You're done.
You get to 51, you're done. That's how bizarre this situation really is. But in order to fix it, we're going to need some more time to talk about it. And unfortunately, time is what we are out of. But I can tell you, the attorneys are going to not like my suggested fix. And some board members might not like the suggested fix. But I can tell you, it's a real fix that really will work. And it would bring a stop and bring back some normalcy to what has now become an insane process. But we'll have to tune in next week to find out what I think. But thank you, everyone, for turning into another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. We'll see everybody on Tuesday.
You're going
at
to
the
New
Palm
York?
Beach Convention. Well, we'll be in New York next week, absolutely.
From Sorry about your Yankees.
I thought we weren't going to bring that up. Oh, that was terrible. Oh, I thought I'd go through the whole show without talking about it. But Karen ruined that for
me.
Yeah, I understand. Rub it in. Guys, have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday at 11 on Condo Craze and HOAs. Take care, everybody.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, discounts. Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July Complete the Work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.